This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. What a day yesterday was. I want to thank everyone who obviously listened to the show, all the shows yesterday, for Brandon Graham Day on WIP. We had an incredible array of guests, from Brian Dawkins to LeSean McCoy to Jason Avant to Trent Cole to Brandon's father, Derek, who gave us a phone call yesterday. It was just an awesome day. Obviously, Brandon being on our show for the first 25 minutes or so. It was an awesome day for an awesome person, awesome football player, awesome Philadelphia Eagle. And then the event at night. I'd never been to Phoenixville before, my first time there. I've lived in Bucks County since 2019. Obviously, been in the area for a long time. Went to school in the Lehigh Valley. I just have never had the chance to go to Phoenixville. And it was an awesome town. I really enjoyed that main strip there where the Colonial Theater was on, my first time there, obviously. The Great American Pub, where I met so many people who were just there for the show and the event, but not the actual show that night, just people hanging out. So great, great day for WIP. Great day for Brandon Graham. Great day to be a Philadelphia Eagles fan yesterday. I appreciate everyone being part of it in whatever way you were, whether listening, watching, or coming out to the event that night. So thank you, and WIP thanks you. But I wanted to give you, I had five takeaways, like five things I was thinking about my drive home last night and this morning from Brandon Graham Day and from BG Live and from everything that we got to experience yesterday as a station. And I really listened to basically everyone. We replayed the Jeffrey Lurie interview on our show. You know, Kelsey on the morning show, both Nick Sirianni and Doug Peterson on the afternoon show. I really listened to everyone yesterday speaking about Brandon Graham, because I really wanted to get a sense of how everyone felt about this guy on the day we celebrate him. And here are the five things I took away. Number one, he was always on. I really admire people that always bring their best. And I don't mean your best as in your best performance. Everyone's performance in whatever you do for a living, it fluctuates, right? You have great days, you have bad days, athletes, non-athletes, whatever we do. We have days we're better at our jobs than others. I don't mean performance, but I mean you could bring it. You could bring your energy. You could bring whatever you have that day and give your all. And I think it's a rare thing. I think a lot of us strive to do it, but not everyone. I would say most people don't. I mean, you know, and I know. I mean, we all work with people. We all observe people. We all know people. Heck, we might, you know, be close to people who half-ass things all the time. And Brandon Graham didn't. And I think it's one of the things he was so admired by his coaches, by his teammates, by the organization, that he brought it every day. It's how you... It's not easy to survive in the NFL for 15 years, especially I don't think it's easy to survive in the NFL for 15 years as a non-all-time player. And that's not a knock on Brandon's career. He's not Reggie White, right? He's not an all-time inner circle player. So how do you survive on a team, one franchise? You know, Andy, Chip, Doug, Nick, four head coaches, a lot of turnover, a lot of different defensive coordinators. How do you survive and stay and be valued within an organization if you're not one of those inner circle Hall of Fame types? Well, you got to bring your A game. And again, I don't mean performance, but your A game every single day. And I kept hearing that Brandon Graham was always positive, always the same, always hardworking, always putting in the extra time. And that adds up. It's, you know, I brought my kids home last night, his book, the Brandon Graham book, BG's ABCs. I'll find the full name because it's worth plugging right now, because it's obviously a powerful book. I brought it to my kids last night and they read it both before bed. BG's ABCs, Tackling Football and Life is the name. You can find it on Amazon. I'm sure there's going to be a book tour here coming up, and he'll probably sign. He signed copy for my kids yesterday. But he's always on. And that really stood out to me, that it's not just what we see and hear on the radio or on the TV screen on Sundays. It's every single day of the last 15 years. Second takeaway I had is how real the power of positivity is. And Brandon Graham is one of the most positive people I've ever known. I mean, really, and I don't know him well. I mean, I know him through this, right? Through WIP. I got to hang out with him for 20 minutes yesterday on our show and shake his hand and say, you know, good luck. And I've known him because he's been part of WIP and part of the Eagles for so long. And it almost fully parallels my time. I've been at WIP since 2013. He was drafted here in 2010. So I've watched every game the guy's played in and certainly talked about his entire career as a Philadelphia Eagle. So I know him to a very, very small degree. Obviously, the people that know him really well. But I could tell and sense, and I think you can too, his positivity is real. It's who he is. And I think it's what pushed him to become the player he became, because we all, and then I'll spin it back to all of us, we all have ups and downs in life. And you could choose to approach it with negativity or positivity. And the people that choose negativity, I feel like they're just always swimming upstream. They're always swimming against the current. They're not really feeling any weight off their shoulders. It's hard. Every day is hard. And the people who have positivity and could see the bright side of things can push away the crap and find shallow water and get out of the water and take a breath. And that's me being philosophical. And you might actually find this to be surprising, because as a sports fan, like, and as a talk show host, my brain goes towards the, hey, they're not quite good enough. Hey, they need to get better here. Hey, they need to make a trade. Hey, Trey Turner's not worth this contract. Like, I guess you would call it negativity, or more pessimism about teams than optimism. That's the sports part of my brain. I tend to be a pretty positive person in my everyday life. I don't let a lot of things bother me. I tend to think things will generally be okay. I don't get overwhelmed with the news cycle or, you know, a bad thing here. I tend to think it'll all even out. Again, I pale in comparison to Brandon Graham, but I don't let most things bother me, like the weather, the traffic, traffic's annoying. I just let it all go off, slide off my back. And I think it's helped me be the best I could be as a person, a friend, son, husband, father, talk show host, whatever. That generally I don't. But Brandon's like to the nth degree I've ever seen anyone be positive. And the power of positivity is real. The third takeaway. And then I want to hit you with this one. I'll spin it to the more of the football stuff that I thought about yesterday. I think there's something so interesting. And as I say this, I'm not giving a commentary. If you're not this way, that's cool. I'm not giving a sermon here. I just think there's something really interesting about athletes and faith. And I've always noticed this. I don't know when it was. I guess, you know, the first time I watched or really understood pro football in the early 90s, and a player would, you know, score a touchdown and then bless themselves in the end zone. And then it kind of grew from there, and then as players became more vocal and the cameras on them more and there's more clips, and then it's exploded the last 20 years or so with different platforms. But players talking openly about their faith and God. And I just think it's an interesting intersection. I feel like the percentage of strong-willed...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free spirited thing. Find on trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Outwardly religious athletes is so much higher than that of the average person in real life. Like, there's plenty of religious people. You may be one of them. But they're so open about talking about that's why they're good at what they do. That's what drives them, their faith. It's so fast. Like, Doug Peterson, Nick Sirianni, Brandon Graham. There's been so many examples here. Nick Foles, Carson Wentz, of players. Jalen Hurts has spoken about his faith before. So many examples of high-end athletes who are vocal about saying, I got here because of my faith, or I stayed here because of my faith. And we see that so far less in real life, even though I know there's people out there. I mean, there's plenty of people out there that have strong faiths and whatever you believe in. But it's like a culture that's been formed over the years where they're comfortable talking about it. They find comfort with each other talking about it. They lean on each other to talk about it. And in other walks of life, we don't do that as much. Like, I couldn't tell you. I mean, I could maybe guess a couple, but I couldn't tell you how many people were here at WIP or other jobs I've had are really religious versus not. I mean, there probably is three or four that I don't think, because I'd never heard them talk about it. They probably really are. And then there might be a few that I might guess they might be, and they might have, you know, I just don't know. And I think we've been trained as people to leave politics and religion alone. You do that by yourself. You feel what you feel by yourself, or maybe just with your immediate family. Football players, all athletes, but specifically football players, have a way of really being very open about it. And it's something they channel for good in their career. And Brandon mentioned his faith yesterday when he was on with us, and it got my head going there. All right, final two things I took away from BG Day and BG Live. Number four on this list, but the first real football thing. His versatility was really underrated as a player. You know, he spoke with us on the midday show yesterday, Brandon, about the Super Bowl strip sack and how they had him lined up in the turbo package. Jim Schwartz's turbo package on that play, and he kicked inside. He played defensive tackle on that pass rush play because Schwartz was pretty confident it was going to be a pass. He was right. And with Brandon's speed and with his quickness, he was able to cut inside the guard and make the play on Tom Brady. But Brandon Graham, he told us yesterday when we had him on draft, when he was young, he was a linebacker. His idol was Ray Lewis, young high school player. He was a linebacker. And then as he got bigger, went to Michigan, he put on weight, he became a defensive end, hand on the ground defensive end. And that's what he was drafted to the Eagles to be, a hand on the ground defensive end. Well, you know, eventually Billy Davis got here with Chip Kelly, and they wanted to play a 3-4. And they stood Brandon Graham up and played him on stand-up outside linebacker. And then Jim Schwartz came and put him back at hand on the ground defensive end. but his athleticism and his versatility dating back to his days as a linebacker and then a stand-up linebacker and his quickness and his bulk but not over bulk allowed him to be a standout defensive end, but also then kick down to defensive tackle on pass rush plays when the Eagles had a really loaded defensive line. And then as the years went on, he could do those things. And then as Vic Fangio arrived, he could stand back up again in his final year in the NFL, 15 years in the league, as a stand-up edge rusher on the greatest Eagles defense of all time. That is enormous versatility from a player that you don't find. I mean, you don't find stand-up edge guys that have that ability, and he did it in year 4 and year 15, that also have inside defensive tackle versatility. He played the run. He played the pass. He did it on the edge. He did it on the inside. He did it on the outer edge. That's real versatility. And the final takeaway that I had from BG Day, you know, listening to Nick Sirianni on with the afternoon show yesterday, and he talked about his BG memories and his positivity and how much he helped him become accepted in that locker room when he first got here because he had his back and all those great things. The other thing that hit me was when they asked Nick his favorite BG play. You know, Nick wasn't around, obviously, for Brandon's prime. He wasn't around for 2017. He wasn't on this, you know, part of the organization for the Super Bowl. So, well, it would have been easy to say, you know, the strip sack. That's, like, for the rest of us, we can't separate it to, oh, the Sirianni era of Brandon Graham versus the whole Brandon Graham. We just say the strip sack. Well, Sirianni only has his era to go off of. He's going to use his memories here as the coach of the Eagles. And he mentioned a play, 2023, Dallas at Philadelphia, November game, really one of those, you know, the Eagles had so many games early in 2023, first 11 games that were nail biters down to the edge, and they won almost all of them to get off to the 10-1 start. And the one here where they made the stop at the end zone to stop the Cowboys, and BG had sacks, at least one, but I think he got under pressure on the final drive on Dak. But the play that stood out to Nick, and I just went and rewatched it on YouTube before I started recording here just to refresh my memory. It was 28-23. Dallas, I believe, had just scored and was going for the two-point conversion to cut the Eagles' lead to a field goal, which obviously if they had gotten that two-point conversion, their last drive, which they got into plus territory for the Eagles, they got pretty deep, they would have easily been able to make a field goal with Aubrey to tie the game. So the two-point conversion stop was monumental in the Eagles winning this football game. And Sirianni talked about Brandon chasing Dak and giving all he had and relentless effort, and the motor didn't stop. And Dak did get the corner on Brandon, but because of Brandon's pursuit, Dak had to take a little bit of a weird angle around the 5-yard line, and he had to almost, instead of just run simply to the end zone, he had to cut it up and quickly try to get there before Graham knocked him out of bounds. And because of that pursuit, it caused that angle, and that angle had Dak step out of bounds. Now, he didn't know it, and he didn't go out of bounds. In fact, I think it was ruled a two-point conversion on the field, but then they looked, and his right foot had gone out of bounds. That was because of the pursuit of Brandon Graham. His motor was relentless. The five takeaways I had from an incredible day on WIP, incredible day with Brandon Graham. Number one, he was always on. His personality was what it was always. Number two, the power of positivity is real. Number three, there's something so interesting to me about athletes at fate. Number four, his versatility was underrated as a player. Number five, that motor was relentless, even in a play a lot of people probably forgot about. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant. Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.